Hello, this is Brian, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I assist you today?
Hey, what did you say your name was again?
Brittany.
Brittany. Okay. Hey, Brittany.
Hello.
I had spoke to Jen earlier and about some charges that are showing up on my account, and I have contacted my bank about it. And he continued to tell me about a tracking number where the device was delivered, and I told him I did not know what he was talking about. I'm not aware of it. And I told him that I have dates of when money was taken out of my account that I was not aware of. And it was just this month that I was balancing, and I looked and I said, what is this charge? And like I said, I have had total hip replacement, so I thought it, the way it, the description is, I didn't know if it was a medical bill or something coming out. And so today I reached out. And he had just recently called and left a message and said that I could get a full refund to call back. So that's where I am.
All right, Mel, can you provide your first and last name, please?
Michelle Gilmore.
Okay. And your address, please?
231 West 41st Street, Anniston, Alabama, 36206.
Yeah, can you verify? I'm sorry, can you re-verify that address again? You cut out.
231 West 41st Street, Anniston, Alabama, 36206.
Thank you. So I did locate an account here for the Wi-Fi booster where shipping and handling was paid for $7.45. And then 48 hours later, they will charge you $49.97 for joining our Best Consumers Gadgets Club and send you a $125 gift card through your email to use on that web store. Now, could you hold for one moment? I'll take a look at your account, please.
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, Mel, so thank you for holding for me. So I did take a look at the account here, and I did see where you called in on the 17th about the charges, and they canceled your account, and then you called back in again, and then they called you back and left a voicemail offering you a full refund on the latest charge. Unfortunately, ma'am, everything on the account does match with what you provided us with, so we would not be able to proceed with the fraud claim. However, I did go ahead and honor that full refund for you for $56.95, and it will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
For the $56.95, what about the...
Yes.
The $7.45 and the $49.97 that was taken out.
Yes, well, did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
No, I do not recall that.
Did you authorize the shipping and handling for $7.45?
No, did not.
Because it does show that the Wi-Fi booster was delivered to your address.
I did not receive. Yeah, did not receive. And he kept saying there's a tracking number. I said, if I told you right now I live in Alaska, but my address is 231 West 41st Street. So this is what I'm telling you. I did not receive anything. I did not sign up for anything.
I mean, we can proceed with the fraud claim, but I would just like to let you know that the IP address is coming back from Anniston, Alabama, And we will turn it over to the Anniston Police Department, and they will proceed with the with fraud charges and arrest the person who done these charges without your permission.
I did not receive anything. And so that's what I was telling the lady at the bank. I said, what do I need to do from this point forth? And she said I needed to contact the number that she gave me, which is this number. And I called and I took notes when I talked to this guy, Gian, G-I-A-N. And then I talked to Kara. Gian is the one that called and left me a message for a full refund, is what the message said. The message said to contact us regarding a full refund. When I spoke to him earlier, I explained to him that I had not received anything. Anything. I had not. He said, I can give you a tracking number. I said, the tracking number means nothing. I have not received nothing. I have not ordered nothing. I don't know how much further I need to explain this.
Yeah, so did you file a dispute with your financial institution?
No, but I told her, she said I needed to reach out to you guys first.
Okay, so I did issue a full...
And I told her, I said, well, I'm going to contact them, and if not, then I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau about this, because I have not ordered, have not received... Just like I said, I thought it was some medicine for my hip because I've just had total hip replacement, or paid a medical bill. None of that. When he called and said, I have spoke to upper management about a full refund, please contact us if interested. And I turned right around and called back.
Could you hold, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still here. I'll be one moment. Thank you for holding. I'm speaking with the billing department.
Okay.
All right, Mel. Thank you for holding. So I did speak with the billing department. And on the first charge, I did issue a full refund for $56.95, but on the other two charges, the billing department did advise me I can do a 50% refund for you.
Okay, so how much would that be?
Let's see.
It was $7.45 and $49.97.
Yes, now since the with the shipping and handling of $7.45, since it shows that it was delivered, we will not be able to issue that refund for $7.45. I'm offering three refunds for $56.95 and then two refunds at a 50% refund for $49.97 each.
Okay, tell me that again because I'm writing it down. Go ahead.
Hold on one second. I'm trying to do the math here. So you receive a total refund of $106.89.
$106.89.
Yes.
Okay, and that's, when will I be getting that?
Within the next 5 to 7 business days.
And do you have an extension, or do I just need to call this number back, the fraud department?
No, I do not have an extension. You would not need to speak with the fraud department because it is not fraudulent charges, ma'am. You can speak with anyone at the call center. They will be more than happy to assist you. There will be notes on the account.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That will be all.
All right. Well, thank you, client customer care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.